100 word stories.
Today's story is called George Gets Into a Wreck, and it's by Lawrence Simon. George was a pirate, but he wasn't a very good pirate. He was heading out of the harbor when a family in an old junk struck his ship. George's ship was fine for the most part, but the old junk was badly damaged. George felt bad that the man's junk was damaged, but it was the junk that struck his ship, not the other way around. Still out of sympathy, he offered them a ride back to port. The next day, the family's lawyer came aboard to threaten George with a lawsuit. Without sympathy, George made him walk the plank. Yeah, that reminds me 6 years ago of the people that hit the truck and ended up going with the Honda Clarity after getting a rental and... Wow. Although, I'm annoyed. The Maxima that I rented had really good tire sensors, and then the Clarity just sensed based on tire rotations, which when I blew out a tire and wound up in the drive-thru of a Burger King, and it's the sensor still didn't go off, but I'm hearing grinding, and it's like, oh, great. Anyway, so I'm now in what people lovingly call Nailville, and I'm like, okay, well, one of my Michelins is out. So I ended up going, replacing them all with Goodyears because there's a Goodyear store down the street. And might as well get the whatever through it and replace them all, right? And someone out there is probably driving on 3 perfectly good Michelins. I've only put like 15,000 miles in the car after 6.5 years, I guess. Damn, I don't drive much. That's why I'm going to walk to the CVS. Anyway, I'm rambling. One a day until the day I die.com. Thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.